Hello.
Hello. Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you today?
Yes, is this a call back on a call I made?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The number I called is not the one that's on my phone right now, so I've got several calls that I'm expecting callbacks on. So I don't know which one to tell you about this. But tell me if this is one of the numbers, 855-402-5840. Is that one of your numbers?
Yes, ma'am. Well, in order for me to see, can I get your zip code so I can pull your account up so I can look at?
Yes, 577-30.
577-30.
30. Because I'm
Okay.
expecting three callbacks, so that's why I'm asking.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Can you tell me your first and your last name?
Deb Nidai.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna pull your account up. Can you verify your address for me?
11824 West Argyle Road, Custer, South Dakota, 57730.
Yes, ma'am. Can you bear with me while your account pulled up? The system is a little slow today.
I have charges on my account and I don't know what they are for.
Yes,
That's why I'm
ma'am.
calling.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as your account pull up, we will see what them charges are about.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, it was silent.
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on your account to pull up. The system's so slow today.
That's all right.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna keep checking in on you. I'm gonna go silent on you.
Okay, there charges on December 9 and two others are on December 12.
Yes, ma'am. I will check those for you as soon as the account pull up. I don't know why the system's so slow today.
Friday.
I guess that's what it is, Friday.
And close to Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Me too. I'm always ready for Christmas.
Favorite holiday?
Oh, mine too.
Other than my birthday, which now.
Oh, really? My daughter's is the 23rd. So yours is right on Christmas Day, or? No?
No, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for waiting for me. Your account is pulled up.
Okay.
It says December 5th, you was charged $8.25 for a drone.
Yeah, and I haven't received that.
It said it shipped out December 6th.
I haven't received it.
Yes, ma'am. It's probably didn't get there yet, but it said it shipped out, so we gonna see.
Okay, so
And
it doesn't show when it was delivered or if it's been delivered yet.
no, ma'am, but I can get
Okay.
your confirmation number for your tracking. And you
Yeah.
say you've been charged. How many times have your car been charged?
Well, counting that one, that was 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Another one was for $7.99. It says mystery box. I don't even know what that is.
Well, to due to our system, you're not charged for that no more. And on the 5th, you had a Hero Fit, a
What is
fitness.
that? The
It's like a fitness thing, I guess. But I will check and see what it is for you, so we can make sure you get everything attached today. And they did not
Okay.
charge your car for that. That was free. But on December 9th, they charged you $39.99 for the Hero Fit. For the full payment, I guess you didn't cancel. And on the 11th of December, they charge you
What? Yeah, what is that?
$67.32 for the drone.
Well, that was only supposed to be $8.25.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna check everything for you.
And also, I was charged $7.99. You said that I wasn't charged, but I was charged.
Yes, ma'am. Either they put it back in there or not. But we're gonna see everything else today.
Okay. Yeah, and the $67.32. I didn't authorize that.
Yes, ma'am.
It was supposed to be $8.25.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, would you like to cancel your order? What would you like to do today?
Well, you're saying that the drone was shipped out?
Yes, ma'am. It's probably okay. I get your tracking number.
Okay, yeah. Hey, give me that.
7.
What's the tracking? Uh-huh.
86.
Uh-huh.
477.
Uh-huh.
8679.
8679?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where do I go to track that?
Hold on one moment. Pam. Yes, ma'am. I just pressed your tracking number. It's still in transition. It's still out for delivery.
Okay. So, because when I bought it, it said $8.25 because they were sending it out free that day, and I just paid the shipping which was what I was supposed to pay. But then you're showing this, and I'm showing on my statement $67.32 that they're charging me for it. I didn't authorize that. So if I cancel that transaction, am I canceling the drone that I asked for and I paid for?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what's that $67.32 for then?
Hold on. I'm going to check one more time for you. $67.32 was for the drone, for the subscription that you didn't cancel. It was at the right at the bottom. It tells you when you get your stuff, how many days you have to cancel. That's the
okay.
One.
I didn't see that at all.
Yes, ma'am. You want to cancel that?
Yes.
You want to just cancel it?
Yeah. Because
it took.
They'll refund me $7.99, right?
The $7.99 never came off your car. The only thing that came off your car was the $67.32 and the $39.99 and the $8.25.
Yeah, well.
So what transaction do you want to refund?
Yeah, I want their $7.99 refunded and the $67.32 refunded, but I want the drone that I paid $8.25 for.
Okay, so you want the trash, you want money back for $7.99 and $67.32, but not $39.99.
Well, no, the 39, I didn't know that was your same place too. Yes, I don't even know what that $39.99 is. What's that for?
That's for fitness. It says Hero Fit.
I didn't know what that is. Hero Fit. I don't know what that is. So, yeah, I want that canceled and refunded.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on one moment. Yes, ma'am. I got you. Hold on.
And when will I see those refunds?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now. I can offer you a 35% refund that will be here in I do apologize for the inconvenience and misunderstandings, but to save some time, as considering, I can issue you a 35% refund, and that will reflect in 3 to 5 business days.
Wait, why am I getting not a full refund when I didn't even authorize these charges? I don't even know what these charges are for. So why am I not getting a full refund on those three?
It's only two.
There's $39.99, there's $7.99, and there's $67.32 charges.
Yes.
I didn't authorize any of those. So why
yes.
am I not getting a full refund?
Yes, ma'am, I could offer you a 50% refund.
No, I want a full refund. I didn't authorize these charges. These aren't anything that I bought or asked to pay for.
Due to protocol.
These were just arbitrarily charged on my account. I don't want those. I didn't pay for those. I didn't ask for those. I didn't buy them.
Deuce Protocol only can give you a 50% refund, ma'am.
Well, I need to speak to your supervisor.
Hold on one moment. Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
I can offer you a 75% refund.
No, I want a full refund.
Yes,
I didn't
no.
authorize these charges.
No, ma'am, I cannot give you a full refund. I can only give you a 75% refund.
No, I do not want a 75% refund. I didn't authorize these charges. These are fraudulent charges. These are not anything I purchased.
Ma'am, we're not a fraud. I'm going to give you 75% refund. Do the protocol.
I want to speak to your supervisor.
Hold on one moment. Yes, ma'am, I spoke to my supervisor. She said, do the protocol. I'm going to give you a 75% refund.
Well, I want to speak to your supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. She's very busy right now. She said, can she see my supervisor asked me to tell you can. The only thing we could give you by due to protocol is a 75% refund.
No, I want 100% refund. I didn't authorize these charges. You're saying these are fraudulent charges, and you're saying that you're not a fraudulent company. But if you're keeping my money, then that's fraudulent. When I didn't ask for them, I didn't buy them.
Sorry about that, ma'am. Hello?
So I need a full refund.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
How would you like it if this happened to you? Would you accept a 75% refund on something you didn't authorize, that you didn't purchase?
I can't answer that, ma'am. I'm sorry for that.
Can. Yes, you can. You can answer that. Honest. Be honest. You wouldn't accept 75% of something that somebody has charged you fraudulently. You say, no, I want all my money that's been charged on my account. And all three of those charges have been taken from my account. I just looked at it before I called.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am.
I'm sure you are, and I'm not upset with you. This doesn't have anything to do with, unfortunately, you're the one that's having to place this call, but this is wrong. It's dishonest, and it's wrong. And it's certainly not something that I don't think you want the Lord looking upon you and saying, okay, well done, well job. I mean, when, you know, you're not giving a full refund here.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but I can only offer you a 75% refund.
I know, but I need to speak to your supervisor. And I know you're going to say that she's busy. You know, I want a full refund. That's the bottom line. And if I have to take this further, I will. because this is not right. This is, it's stealing. It's stealing somebody's money.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. But the
I want to speak to your supervisor.
All right, hold one moment. Sorry, ma'am, the same issue is going on.
Huh?
The same issue is going on. Let me cut off your 75%.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are calling in and saying, hey, wait a minute. You're stealing my money. Now you're only going to give me 75%. And how do I know that I'm going to only get 75% of something that I didn't even make a purchase on? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, then, what you say you can get an extra week?
So I want 100%. I'm in this line till I can speak to the supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, ma'am. I started my supervisor. I can give you a full. I do apologize for the inconvenience and misunderstanding. It was saving some time as I consider it. I can issue a full refund, and that will reflect within the 3 to 5 business days.
You're going to give me a full refund on $39.99, along with $7.99, along with $6.32.
Ma'am, the only refunds that I am going to issue out today is $67.32 and $39.99.
Uh-huh. And what about the $7.99?
I can't issue you a refund of something that's not in our system.
All right, I'm not going to argue about $80. All right. And what is your name, please?
Brianna.
Brianna.
Yes, ma'am.
And when will I see this? You said 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like your confirmation number?
Well, I want an email stating that this is what you're doing, or a text message, one of the two, whatever is easier for you.
I'll give you a confirmation number for you to keep up with your order.
Okay, give me the confirmation number.
C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
263. 146.
146.
104.
104. Okay, and then I also want a text message sent to me.
Yes, ma'am.
100% refund on $67.32 and $39.99.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you send that right now, please, while we're on the phone?
Ma'am, I can't send out no text message to you while we're on the phone.
Yeah. You on the landline?
Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
What you say, ma'am?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I kind of hear you.
Okay. Are you on a landline?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so all you have to do is just go to text message and send me a text message with that message on it.
Ma'am, I am surely assisting you with that. I'm putting your refund in as we speak now. Your full refund that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. I understand you are affiliated. I understand that you are doing a dispute with a cashier account with us. It's on a guarantee. It's not a guaranteed refund, but since you offer a full refund, we got to give it to you. So all I can tell you, that I am issuing your full refund now, and I'm sorry for everything that you have been through.
Okay, and then as soon as you hang up, you're going to send me a text message with that information, right?
I would tell them to send you one.
I'm sorry?
I would tell my manager that I'm sending one.
All right. I want it sent. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Brianna.
Merry Christmas. Ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Bye.